We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. Said in the Mishnah, different people who are Nistar L'Shvach, for praise, and one of them was Niknar, Naseu, Nisim, Dal Saisa. Nisim were done for his doors. What's the Ma'is? The Tanar Abaran. Ma Nisim, Naseu, Dal Saisa. What Nisim were done to his doors? Amru, Kishahalach Niknar, Lahavi Dalsis Ma'achsadim Shamatrayim. When Niknar went to Alexandria, Shavatrayim, they had good artisans there, and he went there to get doors for the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah speaks out that there was no Averad going to Mitzrayim to get the Schayra, because there's only Isser to live there, but no Isser to bring back Schayra from there. So Akaponim, he went there to get the doors, and on the way back, Bachazirasa, Amad Alav Nachshol Shavayam, there was a big storm, Batavai, and it was about to drown them. Not Lachas, man, Yam, took one door and threw it into the water. Vadaili Nachayam Mizafai, and still was, the storm kept on going, and they were still in a Sakana. Bixul Hatlas Tavata, the sailors wanted to throw the other door off the boat as well. Amadu, he stood up a karcha and he grabbed onto it. Amle matiluni ima. If you throw in the door, I'm going with it. Miyad noch hayom mizafa. Right away, the water stopped. Vayimitzdara chavata. And it bothered him that he wasn't moisen nefesh for the first door. And it's a big shayla. Hey, lad, he's moisen nefesh for some doors. So some say just that he showed that he wanted to go with it was enough of a schus that stopped the storm. Valak upon him, he was mistar that he's missing the other door. Kibin Jagil and Amalasha Akko, when he got to the port of Akko. Some say it's Yafoy or Akko. Hoysam Mibat Sessas, you have the age of the Takas Derekna Asfina. He saw under the Sfina, the door was right there. The Yeshayim Bria Shaviyam Balasa. Some say it was some water creature who swallowed it, the Kua, and spit it out, the Yabasha. And he had both doors, so it was Major Nase done with his doors, that even though he threw the door off the boat, still, it reached Eretz Yisrael together with the other door. Va'aleh Amash Leimah, the Pasuk on this says, Kairos Beitenu Arozim V'retinu B'roisim. The Pasuk says that the beams of a house is made out of Arozim, of cedar trees. V'retinu B'roisim. What does V'retinu B'roisim mean? Al Tikri V'roisim El Brias Brisyam. Retainu is a lotion of doors, Rashi says, because lotion like it runs to close, it runs to open. Rod is a lotion running. It runs to close, runs to open. And Berusim stands for Bris Yam. Rashi has two pshatim in that. Either it means that it was Keilu, the two doors were Karas or Bris with each other, and or the Yam was Karas Bris with the doors, and they saved each other. Yes, and Brias Yam, or the other pshat is Brias Yam, lotion of that water creature that spit out the doors. The Fikach, therefore, in the second base of Mikdash, when they first built the seventh base, they didn't have a lot of money, so that all the doors were made out of copper. But eventually they switched everything to gold. But besides for Shari Nikner, which was made out of copper, they left it as is. All the doors that were in the base of Mikdash, they all switched into gold. Besides for that door, they left it. Those are the doors that he walked into the Azara. There were the doors on the east side, he walked into the Azara. They left those doors, because Nisim were made. There was Nisim, was miracles with this, with these doors. It was very shiny and special copper, and therefore they didn't have to have Zav. This was a very expensive copper. It was called the Choshes Klinisa, and it was shiny like gold. Rashi says that was very. This copper was very fine. And he says, "V'chein shem min nechoshes hu nechoshes kol." And the word nechoshes kol actually is a pasuk in Yecheskel that we learn on the first day of Shavuos in the Haftarah of Yecheskel. Ad kara gemara with the neis nasa ben nikanah with his doors. Now we're going to go to the next mishnah. Be'ilu lignai. The following people are remembered lignai and not the opposite of praise, not praiseworthy. Shabbos Garmu, the family of Garmu, they used to take care of the Lechem Aponim. They didn't want to teach anyone how to do the Lechem Aponim. We'll see the Gemara exactly what they didn't want to teach. Shabbos Aftinus, Shabbos Aftinus did not want to teach anyone how to do the Ketaris. Hugris Ben Levi, Hidea Perik Bashir, he knew how to sing very nicely. They didn't want to teach anyone. Ben Kamser, He didn't want to teach on the ksav. He could write four letters at one time with four different pens. So he didn't want to teach that either. It was a ma'alafah, Shem Hashem, to write at one time without a hefzik. Al Rishonim Nema Zecha Tzadik Gavracha. Pashup Shad means on the last Mishnah. Rishonim Nema Zecha Tzadik Gavracha. Those we mentioned in the last Mishnah, Ben Katan, Ben Gamlam, those are all remembered of praise. And the rest on this Mishnah are remembered not so praiseworthy, and they're called Rishon. And Shem Rishon Yerkav means their names should rot. Zot Gemara explain exactly what Beis Garmu did not want to teach. Tana Rabbanan. Beis Garmu Yevikim Mais Lechem upon him. Beis Garmu were bucky in the how to make Lechem upon him. They didn't want to teach anyone. So Chacham say, you know what, we don't need to, you don't want to teach anyone, we don't need to. We're going to bring an Umim Lechsandria Shem Mitzrayim. And Lechairo, they had to be Yidden because Goyim can't make the Ketarius because they're tummy, like Zavim, we know. So it had to be Yidden. How are Yidden let to live in Mitzrayim? So the Lechem upon him. The Goyim can make Lechem upon him, can make a tummy. So how can Yidden live in Mitzrayim? So there's a Ritva before, on top of the Amid, when we handled the going doors from Alexander, he asked that a lot of Gedolim talk lived in Mitzrayim. He says, different Mahalchim, one of the Mahalchim are that's only is to live in Mitzrayim when the Yidden are on their own homeland, when they have Eretz Yisrael. Once after Churban Bayis, you're allowed to live in Mitzrayim. That wouldn't answer this Kasha here, that Teretz. The other Terutzim says there that Sancheirev was Mevalbel, all the people already, so therefore not recall Mitzrayim. And another Tarot says they now go the same way on this. Like it says, you shouldn't go in the same way. You now go from Eretz Yisrael on the same deref that they went to from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. You now go back in the same deref through the Midbar, whatever it was. But you go a different way, then you could go to Mitzrayim. But upon him, they were umnim Mitzrayim, and they sent them. You know, maybe you could. You know, you're professionals. Maybe you could make lechem upon him for us. Well, Yoidim laf is kamois. They knew how to bake the lechem upon him like them because lechem upon him was a special shape. It looked like, in the Gemara calls it, it looks like a ship. It was open on two sides. It was a special shape, the lechem upon him. They knew how to do it, but the problem was, they didn't know how to remove it from the oven like them. They didn't know how to take it out of the oven without it falling apart. Shalolu, the base garma, they knew how to do it from the inside. They knew how to bake the challah from inside the oven where the fire was inside. Therefore, it got very hot. And the whole thing got baked very well, evenly, and didn't fall apart. But they didn't know how to do that from the inside. They only knew how to do it from the outside. They did not know how to do it. It says the Mitzrayim did it from the outside. The people from Achsar and Mitzrayim did it from the outside. Halolu and the Beis Garmu, they did it from the inside. Halolu, Pita Misapashas, the people from the Omnim from Achsar and Mitzrayim, they're bread got spoiled because it wasn't fully baked. And the other ones who kind of baked inside, we got baked very well, evenly, and then by them it didn't get spoiled. So now it's a problem over here because the umnim of Chassan Shem Mitzrayim cannot do the lechem upon him properly. So we have to bring back the base garmu because Shamucham Medava Amru Komash Nivak Kodesh Baruch Hu Chvayde Baruch. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu created in the world is for his covered. Shnevi Kol Nikra Veshmi Lefaydi Barasev. And Yachzru Beis Garmu L'Kaimu. Let's bring back Beis Garmu to their place to make the lechem upon him. We have no choice. The only one that knows how to make it is Beis Garmu. Shalchulem Chachamim. They sent for them. Loibo, they didn't come. Koflem Schar. After that, they had to double their schar. Ubo. What was the schar? V'chol Yoyim, every day, Hoyinotlim, Shneim Asa Mono. Every day they took 12 Mono. V'yoyim, now they said they want double. Esem Rabah. Rabbi Yehuda Yom Bechol Yom Esem Rabba every day 24 mana. Vayu Yom Rabba Moshe today 48. Now 48. And the Rishash speaks out that doesn't mean every day. It means a year because he speaks out that really 2 mana was enough to pay for clothing for an entire year. So it was Loi Mistavra. They got 12 mana a day and they got 24 mana a day. That was much too much. It means per year. Back upon him, they doubled the schar. Omer Lem Chachamim. So Chaman told him, "Ma reisim shilamid? Why taka don't you teach anyone how to do lechem upon him? Why keep it such a secret?" Omer lahem, "Yoyidim ha'yusav isaba. We have a Kabbalah, we have a Masorah tradition from our fathers. Shabayi zeh osu lecharev, that one day the Beis Mikdash will be destroyed. Shema Yilmar Adam She'ena Mahogan. Maybe a person who's not proper will learn how to do, make this lechem upon him. He'll go do this for the Varizara. And the Gemara ends off, Val Dovazeh, the following thing, Maskim Reis Lo Shvach. Ma'oilom Lo Nimsa Pastakia Biyavaneim. They never found a piece of fresh a bread that was made out of fine flour beyond in the children. So Yoimru Mais Lechem upon him Zen Zainim. They shouldn't say that they're taking bread and flour from Lechem upon him. You have to be clean from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael. You have to look, you have to make sure no one's chosen you for anything. Akaponim, like we tied, so it means the Meskim of the Shvach is the last thing. Now why didn't Meskim of the Shvach? Because they said they didn't want to teach it to Avodah Zarah. So the Mashal speaks out because the Chum didn't believe them. They said, that's what you're saying, but really it has to do with because you want to keep your job and it has to do with the little gaiva. And therefore, the Mashal says, Vavzeh Meskim of the Shvach means dafka, that they didn't go out with soilus tekiah for their children. That was the main thing.
Like, they wanted more money.
What? Afterwards, no money, yeah. It says, Avaho, Shloi Rosh Alam, Vinosu Tamil Devrayim, Shem Hashem, Yilmer Odom, Shein Hogu, and Zakhtam Asha, Vizel Loi Skiro Isom Ashvach, Loi Miduchom Lahem, El Tekavanosom Laharbis Schorom, Vikvoidom. He says that that was the, they want to be Marbid as the Schorom. We'll see later on, something may be changed. Okay. Zakhtam Asha, Vesa Aftinus, Loi Rosh Alam, Al Mai Sakatiris. Now the second one who masked Lagnai was the base Aftinus. The family of Aftinus, that they did the Keteris. Tana Bono. Based Aftinus, they became Maisa Keteris, Leros Olam. They knew how to do the Keteris, how to put together the spices of the Keteris, and they didn't want to teach anyone. Shonchacham Vaviu Umnim Alexandria from Mitzrayim. They sent and brought in Umnim from Alexandria. But Yoidim Lefatim Kemoisam, they knew how to crush the spices and mix them like the base Aftinus, but Yoidim Lahalis Oshom Kemoisam. They couldn't be mala osham like the base of tina. Shalolu matam of oil kamakal. The base of tina went up like a straight stick. Shalolu the smoke mafsila kam lakan. By Alexandria's Mitzrayim, the smoke that came up spread out. And what's the reason? So post the reason is because there was a certain grass called mala osham, and they didn't know which grass this was. They couldn't put it in. That's how someone I learned. The problem is. And the Beis Yosef talk like that. Beis Yosef brings right near that if you're missing the Mala Osham, it's not puzzle. It's just to make the smoke go up straight. But but others learn, as the Gemara later on, it's mashma, if you're missing the Mala Osham, it's puzzle. So how could there be kosher keteris? Forget about not going up straight. It's missing the Mala Osham. So other Rishonim, Beis Yosef included, says they had a certain Esev that made smoke go up, just wasn't the right one. But it wasn't missing the spice. They had that spice, just wasn't the right one that makes it go straight. They see that the people from Alexandria, they can't do what the Beis Aftinus did. They can't duplicate that. Everything Hashem does is for his covered. It's not the same pasuk as before because this wasn't the same level as Lechem upon him where deer got spoiled. There just was just the smoke, but still. It wasn't perfect. So Yachsuru Beis Aftinus became. He said, "Let's bring Beis Aftinus back." Shoklam Chum Loibo. They didn't want to come. Kofleim Scharam. They doubled the schar, that salary. Ubo and they came. Every day they took 12 mana. Today they took 24. Now they changed to 24. They doubled the price. Every day they took 24. Today 48. Why don't you teach anyone how to do the Keteris? We have a tradition that one day the Beis Hamikdash will be Charev. Maybe someone will learn about this. Odom Shenim Hogan will learn how to do this Keteris and he'll do it for Avodah Zarah. And for the following thing, a kala never went out with perfume on from the house. They shouldn't say the taking from the keteris. When they marry a isha from someone else, shouldn't put on a perfume. Shouldn't say the taking from the ma'aseh keteris. The You have to be in the key from Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Tanya, look at the Brisa. Oh, Rabbi Yisrael, pa machas yisi mahalak b'derech, I was often walking the street. Umetzasi echa b'rei b'neim. I found one of the grandchildren. This was after the Churban Abayis. I told him, Avesecha b'kshla harvest kvoidom, your ancestors wanted to be marbe the kavod, the honor, but rotzul ma'ayit p'nei mokam, they wanted to be ma'ayit in the kavod of Hashem, they don't want to teach anyone. Achshav, look what happened. Kavod mokam kaimim, the Hashem's kavod is in its place. Umiyit kvoidom, and you have no kavod anymore. Your children, look, you're walking around with no jobs. So that's how, you know, he told them, look, you know, if you happens, we don't teach anyone the k'tarits. Amra Akiva, Sochti Rabbi Shmuel Luga, pa machas yotzasi ani ve'echav ebneihem. I was one of them out in the field with one of the grandchildren of Avtinus, from base Avtinus, Lasada, Lakarasavim. Really, I saw Shabach of a Sochak. I saw he was crying and laughing. Amarat Levnei Mavachis said, why did he cry? Amali, Kavoid Avoy said this character. I was remembering the covet of my ancestors, and they had so much covet in Tom Ves Mikdosh. Amarat Levnei Mavachis, why did you laugh? Amalisha also that Kars Baruch Hu lachzir lanu. Kars Baruch Hu one day going to return it to us. So why do you think of this right now? They're crying, laughing. Why do you think of this now? Amali mala osham kenegdi. I saw that grass called the mala osham kenegdi in front of me. So he asked. Rav Shmuel asked. Haroli, show it to me. Amali shvuhi biyadenu. We swore. She'ein marad oisoy l'chol adam. We don't show it to any person. Oh, Rabbi Yechim ben Uri. So you see from here a little bit already that it wasn't just for money, because the Beis Mikdash was charav. They didn't show it to anyone. Oh, Rabbi Yechim ben Uri. Pam achas b'tzos zokin achad. I once found a old person. Megillah sav one of the other. He had a megillah. He had a scroll with all the spices written down in it. Amarti loy ma'ayin ata. I asked him, where are you from? I'm from the family of Avtinus. What's in your hand? I have here the scroll full of all the samanim, all the spices for the Ketores. Haroli, show it to me. We didn't give it to anyone. Here, you can have it. Be careful. And what's Pesha? Because now he had no one to show it to. No one to pass it on to. That was a hagun. Shabasi v'sachti dvarai l'fnei Rakiva. I went to tell Rakiva the story how he gave me, he showed it to me. Amali ma'ata now osur l'sape v'gnus ha'elu. You can't say anymore the gnus of these people. Why not? Because you see that really meant l'shma. Now that there was no one to pass it on to, they give it to us. They taka, everything was l'shma, that they shouldn't go and fall into the hands of Avodah Zarah. Mekanon benazai b'shimcha yikruucha u'mekaymecha yishavucha. So Shai loves dafka exactly what mekan means. So Rashi learns it means me'maisa beis gormu beis haftinos shabikshu cham le'tchoysa mekaym le'yachlu. You see that Chazal, they tried to get the umnim from Alexandria and it didn't work out. Me'maisa, you see here that Hashem gives someone a job. You can stand on your head. This is going to be his job. No one can take it away from you. Someone has a job and all you got to open is a competition. If Hashem wants you to have your money, no one can open a competition. Hashem will call you by your name and put you in your place. And you're going to get money from yourself, not from them, it's from you. A person that cannot touch what's prepared for his friend, and even a malchus is not negas b'charvata, even like a hair breath, nothing. Like Rashi explains, like a story of Belshazzar. Belshazzar died at night because a new king had to happen right then, and others fell by day. Everything has exact time. There's no extra second that someone's a melech. If Hashem doesn't want, Hashem knows exactly what, when exactly it goes from hand to hand. And same thing when it comes to money also, no competition will change anything because everything is planned and no one could touch with Mashemuchan L'Chaveroi, even like a hair.